This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. Joy 94.9. You're with Leo.
You are indeed. A bit husky this morning thanks to my night with Danny Minogue last night at the GH. Heaps of fun though. Third hour of the Friday morning show. You can sign up online. joy.org.au is the website. Sign up, renew, become a member, make a donation. We love your support here on Joy. My next guest makes co-host for the hour is from Neighbours. She plays Sarah Beaumont. She joined the show in the late 90s, came back in 2013, and back again this year with her son, Nicola Charles. Welcome back to Joy.
Hey, beautiful boy. How are you?
It's been a long time because we've haven't seen you for ages.
No.
This is the first time this year, I think.
Yeah, I've
My
been
gosh.
Busy, actually.
You've been really busy. But more on that a bit later on, but we're going to kick things off with a song, which they performed this song at the Billboard Awards a few weeks ago. Great performance. Nick Jonas, his brother, Joe Jonas, is the lead singer of this band. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. That's coming up right now. You enjoy.
Your voice, your radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, I love that track. Just saying. Nicola Charles is my special guest co-host from Neighbours. Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Now, it's our radiothon, which means that we need to support this amazing radio station. And we've got some lovely members who have signed up. We have got the lovely Sarah, who has given a donation. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Clifton Hill. And also Michael from Mentone, he has signed up saying, love you, Joy, as a full member.
Love the Mentone Massive. I live in Mentone.
There you go. I didn't know that. And Bernie from Altona North has also become a Joy member. So it's really easy. Just go online at work, joy.org.au. There's a big banner there. Just click it. And it just fill up the blanks and it's easy.
Guys, don't miss out. There's a computer screen in front of me going up, up, up with all the members
yes.
who are joining up as we speak. So get on the phone, go online and register with Joy and experience all the benefits that you get. Special prizes and lots of other stuff.
I know, because you can win a prize every 7 days if you become a member. And you know, sometimes we give away prizes like tickets to a musical. And those tickets aren't cheap.
No, and they're awesome.
A pop.
Because you've taken me a couple of times and I've had so much fun. It's been great.
Yeah. And concert tickets as well. We've got heaps of great tours coming up. So you could win a double pass.
I do think what defines Joy, though, is the music. Because I actually was just working sort of undercover at Mercedes-Benz for the last 16 months. And so many of my customers said to me, when I get in their car, it's Joy that's playing because you guys have the best music.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And, of course, we play Melbourne's most uplifting music mix, Free Weekday. Now, Nicola, you joined Neighbours in the late 90s, 1996 to be exact. You came here as the girlfriend of Scott Michaelson, who, of course, at the time played Brad in Neighbours. And you got an audition with the casting director, Jan Russ. And you were in the show for about 3-4 years, till 1999.
Yeah, it felt like a lifetime because, you know, it was my first experience of acting and I absolutely loved it. But I do think, you know, I was quite a late developer emotionally. So even though I was in my mid to late 20s, I was a kid, basically. And I hadn't been exposed to that much in life. And I sort of got on this path where I thought, well, this is it. Everything's easy. I don't need to try, which was crazy. I wasn't sending out showreels. I wasn't getting theatrical agents. I wasn't doing any of the things I should have been doing as an actor. And believe me, I've paid the price for that.
Yeah. Because before that, you were doing modelling and stuff, doing all over the world.
Yeah.
So coming into acting, was that a different, I guess, genre for you to sort of explore?
I had no idea that a career, because it's not a job, it really is a career, was possible, where you could be so fulfilled creatively. Absolutely incredible feeling that you can move people emotionally, that you can create something inside you and go to a place that you're not only feeling it, but the fans are feeling it too. And particularly with this return, one of the things I've noticed with the fans, and I hate the word fans, to be honest, because they're more than that. I mean,
supporters.
I've got my supporters, my core group. I've got, I mean, Alicia and Mike have just been absolutely amazing, so supportive.
From the UK, yeah.
From the UK. And they're sort of critics, and they've been critics in a really positive way, because in the past, you know, Sarah never used to wear an awful lot of clothing, I have to say. She was quite glamorous. She was stealing husbands and causing trouble. And this time when she went back, you know, it was a very emotional storyline, the cancer storyline. And I found that, particularly on social media, I was being judged on my performance, which I can't tell you how much it moved me. They were leaving comments like, this is an acting masterclass. I've been crying since the moment I turned on the television.
Wow.
It makes me think about my mum surviving breast cancer. I love you. Thank you for portraying this. And it's just been such an emotional journey for me. And I'm, you know, I consider them all friends. They keep me buoyant and they keep me honest, because if they don't like something, they tell me.
And I guess the storyline which keeps bringing you back is you had the affair with Dr. Carl Kennedy,
yeah,
back in the late 90s, and you've come back, and this time you came back with your son, Angus,
yeah,
played by Jai Whitford. And he, of course, was from X Factor,
yeah,
and a singer and a YouTube sensation. What's it like working with him? Because this is his
acting
job.
He's so cute. Like, I am very flattered that he was cast as my son. Because the thing is, in real life, we are very similar.
Yeah.
He's more like I was, obviously, sort of 20 years ago when I was younger. But we look really similar. That's number one. But our personalities are very similar. He's really crazy and funny and outgoing and spends his time trying to make everyone laugh, which I think is a shame, because you don't really get to see that when he's being kind of Justin Bieber cool on YouTube, and when he's being busy being a pop star. You get to see the cool side of Jay, and he is a really cool guy, but he's also so funny. He's like a young Jim Carrey. He pulls his face around in the most extraordinary ways. He's just hilarious, and I wish he would let the world see that side of him, because yeah, I think he's a huge talent.
Yeah. Jai is just released his new EP, which is online right now. Have you heard his music? Bits of it?
I've heard little bits of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried not to get involved because I have to keep him as Angus. So yeah. I try not to think of him as Jai.
Let's play Jai Whitford from the new EP. This is Living, Not Dreaming. You're on Joy Radiothon, joy.org.au.
Oh my God, my son is such a good singer, isn't he?
I know, that was Jai before. Of course, plays your son Angus on the show. You came back, different circumstances, and a bit of a shock return, wasn't it, this time around?
It was a shock return, and you know what? I had a lot of personal stuff going on just before Christmas. I lost my biological father that I'd been estranged from for a very long time, but still really upsetting and a shock. And there were a lot of other things mixed up in it. I found out loads of things about my dad I'd rather not have found out, and I was pretty much mixed up. And then when they came to me with this storyline about the cancer and I lost him to cancer, I just felt so deeply that I needed to do it justice. But I did kind of spiral into an emotional hole. I went to the hairdressers, I dyed my hair black. I just, like, everything about me changed, and I buried myself in the storyline. And I think it worked. I really hope that it worked. I think it did. And, you know, the real life experience definitely helped me understand what it feels like to suffer with it, but also what it feels like to be the people around when you've got a parent or a relative or a partner suffering. And so when it came to working with Jai, I would get very upset naturally in the scenes, because when I was looking at him, I felt like I was my father looking at me. And I know that sounds pretty kind of rad, but so I really enjoyed it because I wanted to do it justice and do the best that I could as an actor. And, you know, when I step away from it now, I feel like I'm through it. It was cathartic. I've stepped away and I've turned around and I've looked at it as the thing that it was. And I'm proud of the job that I did, and I hope that it helped people. It seemed to help people. I've had a lot of letters and messages about it, and people sending me gifts and stuff, which you must stop doing. You send me lots of food. Stop it. I need to lose weight.
Because the thing is, with Neighbours, is it's also broadcast all over the UK.
Yeah.
And it's got a huge worldwide audience.
54 countries worldwide.
My God.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a really, really popular show here in Australia as well. But coming back onto the show this time now, there's also some new characters.
Oh.
And there's some also some old favourites which have returned, like Carla Bonner, who plays Steph.
Don't talk to
me about
Carla Bonner.
She's great. I love her.
She's so hot. She is hotness personified.
She never ages.
Oh, God, I want a gay storyline with Carla Bonner. I've said it to the writers. I've said it to Jason, the exec producer. I've said it to Carla. She said it to me. We're so up for it. I just think Sarah and...
That'd be great.
It would be so hot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be incredible. And Dr. Carl and Susan, of course.
They were amazing. Do you know what? They're almost like, oh, God, it's like we're related. When we see each other, it's quite emotional, you know? Mm. It was very upsetting to leave. And, you know, Jackie and I really bonded this time. And Fletch, God, he's just adorable. You know, I'll always have love in my heart for Fletch. And I did discover another beautiful soul there.
Yes.
Felix Mallard.
He plays Ben.
Oh my God.
The grandson.
He's so adorable. I know he looks a bit James Dean and he's oh so cool, but he's such a great guy. He's in a band. He's so adorable. He's so talented. I think I put on my YouTube channel a little clip of him playing guitar to me in the green room. He's such a sweetheart. So I think he's going to be huge. He's a bit of an undiscovered, that
one. Is he going to? Because there were times, I think last year, that he was playing his guitar and stuff on the show. Are they going to explore that side of him?
I don't know, because the thing is, I think his band's quite hardcore. I think it's like punk and stuff. Yeah, so
okay.
I don't think he's that interested in being sort of, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think. And he writes his own stuff. He's very talented. So shout out to Felix as well, because.
Hi, Felix.
He needs to get noticed, this guy.
Now, let's play some more music, because you done a song yourself, which was still on our daytime playlist.
Oh, you always play the same one. Are you playing Alive again?
Yes, that's on our daytime playlist.
You love that one, don't you?
You need to release this on our channel. I keep saying it to you.
I will do. I'll just release it for free.
Can you just put it on your SoundCloud or something? Because fans need to get this.
I think it is on my SoundCloud.
But can people download it?
I hope so.
You should change the settings on it.
I will show you. Oh, God.
I will get this online for fans. Nicola Charles, this is Alive Again.
Hi, this is Danny Minogue. Support Joy, this radiothon, by becoming a member. Sign up online at joy.org.au. Keep Joy out, loud and proud.
Thanks, Danny Minogue. Friday morning show with Leo, with my special guest co-host, actress Nicola Charles, of course, plays Sarah Boma in Neighbours. Last night, Nicola, I was at the GH seeing Danny Minogue live. And she did a bit of a club gig because she's performing with Culture Club tonight.
Oh, I did
Rod
not
Laver.
Know that. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe when I saw your photo on Facebook with Boy George. It's like, it's just music royalty in the UK.
Yeah, and he was nice to me. Let's just say I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of him.
Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, but, you know, he's a force to be reckoned with.
He
you
is.
Know, the guy's been through so much, but he's a huge talent. And this often the case when someone's a huge talent, they just, you know, they don't suffer fools gladly. Mm. So luckily he loved you, babe.
But Danny was in the Joy Studios with me last week.
How did you not?
A bit of a chat.
How did you not turn, go straight and offer your hand in marriage? Because I know you've been in love with Danny so long. What's going on?
I love both Kylie and Danny, but I have met Danny a few times over the years, and we've done a few little chats on the red carpet and stuff, the Logies, and it was great having it in studio.
They've
finally.
Got to know. They've got everyone knows that you've got to know when you've got those number one and two fans. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be.
Danny works really hard. You know,
I always loved her stuff.
Yeah, well, she's really diverse and. This is...
If I hear that she's done a track and it's out there, I want to have a look. Do you know what I mean? I find her really interesting, so she needs to do more.
She's done modelling and she's done things with Target and X Factor and she's...
She's got kind of a dangerous part of her. Do you know what I mean? I think that's why I like her. Because I guess Kylie definitely ran with the squeaky clean stuff, didn't she? And Danny was a bit dangerous, and I like that about her.
Joy.org.au. Support Joy. Become a member. Renew your membership. Make a donation. It's really easy online. All right. You can even call the lovely Lance on the front desk. He's reading something on the screen.
Wake up, Lance.
Wake up, Lance. 1-300-JOY-949. You can call Lance on the front desk or sign up online at joy.org.au. Recently, you celebrated, you've been with your man for 8 years.
Mm.
You celebrated your fourth wedding anniversary last week?
Yes.
I guess how's it all going?
Here come the personal questions.
I mean, because you've got two lovely girls from your first marriage.
Yeah.
And you've got your Archie.
Little Archie with Mark.
With Mark, yeah.
So I'm really good at breeding. I'm a good breeder, but I'm really crap. Sorry, that's probably a naughty word on radio.
That's
at
right.
Marriage. I'm terrible at marriage. I fail at it. I would absolutely give myself a big red cross. I fail. I'm learning the older I get, and please, thank God, I'm finally getting there in my 40s to just try and accept people for who they are. But I find it very, very difficult. You know, it's been really hard for me. Both my marriages I've sucked at. So, yeah.
When you said accepting people for who they are, what do you mean by that?
Well, I know that, you know, you do try and think that you can sort of shape your partner, you can change them, you can make them give things up and, you know, not be who they were before they met you, because you're that one person.
Doesn't work, does it?
You're the one person that's going to change them and make them be genuinely in love and faithful, and it just doesn't work. You can't do that with anyone. You know, it's true what they say, that a relationship in the first 6 months, that's the best it's ever going to get. So don't think it's going to get better. That's the best it's ever going to get, and that's absolutely true. So there's no point in life for me getting divorced and remarrying and getting divorced. I've done it a few times. I suck at it every time. I just suck at marriage.
So 8 years been together, 4 years of marriage.
Yeah.
I guess, how's things travelling these days compared to the early days? What changed?
Well,
I guess,
good thing about having children.
And well, Mark.
Yeah. I don't think he likes me very much anymore.
Don't.
You just
hello.
Get a sense, you know.
I am sitting here opposite you, and let's just say you're absolutely stunning. You know that. You're a lovely person.
I don't know that. No, I've been very down on myself lately, actually.
Oh, my God.
I've been through a lot this year, Leah. I've been through the ringer.
I know, Joel. But, I mean, I'm a very positive person, you know.
I know you are.
Even when Petty Flair came in here, we met the first season, which did Housewives the year before last. And we clicked straight away because, you know, she's a bit misunderstood on Housewives.
Yeah.
But she's a lovely person.
Yeah.
Really friendly. Always great to me. And I tend to treat people how they treat me.
Yeah.
And being in this job, I meet some amazing people. And some you click with more than others, obviously. And when we chatted years ago, we clicked and we've become friends. And I do worry about you, how you're going and stuff, you know. And I was so proud of you being on Neighbours again this year and stuff.
Amazing.
And you look amazing. You always do. And you're great to your fans online as well, and the whole social media thing. You've really embraced that.
Do you
that.
Know what? I don't know what I'd have done without my fans in the last couple of years. Because when I first did a return in 2013, I stupidly thought, oh, I'll impress them and they'll say, that's it, we'll write Sarah back in. And that didn't happen. And then I just reached a point where I felt such a failure as a mother and also a wife. You know, I thought I had a career and I suddenly didn't have one. So I had to go and get a job, a 9-to-5 corporate job, which I did do. And I worked very, very hard at it. It wasn't 9-to-5, it was 7:30 till 5. And it just was absolutely exhausting. But it taught me so much about who I am. Because sometimes when you have to get down and work really, really hard, you really find out who you are. You really do. When you're tired that much all of the time, you find out your true personality. And I think it's been really healing for me. I mean, it really has. I think I've found who I am. And I like who I am again. But for the past year, that's been a bit of a journey. I thought and hope that I put in a good performance this time on Neighbours. And who knows what will happen with Sarah. She's back again on the 27th of June. And it's so, it's so dramatic. You may not even recognize her when she comes in.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, you know, me personally, I'm in a good place right now. I'm starting to feel strong again, but I have had a shocker of a couple of years, I have to say. But, you know, it happens to everybody.
Let's play some more music. I had a chat with one of these guys last year, and a really nice guy. And this track is about one of the guys in the band that fell for a girl, but the girl preferred other girls.
Oh.
It's by the British band The Vamps.
Right.
And it's called I Found a Girl.
Oh.
Here we go. You're enjoying. Well, more of that's next. Now, we were talking in the break, Nick, about Aussie TV.
Yeah.
We had a chat with Andrew Mercado, who, of course, is a TV Wikipedia. He loves drama and is a big supporter of Australian drama. And at the moment, there's some amazing dramas on TV. We've got Love Child coming back soon. We've got House Husbands, Neighbours, of course, Home and Away, all doing big business overseas. Wentworth, incredible
show. Yeah.
What are your favourite dramas at the moment? What are you watching?
Oh, I feel bad now you've asked me a question. I don't watch that much Australian television, and it's naughty. I've not replanted myself here because I was in the States for 7 years.
Mm.
I'm still kind of stuck on stateside television. So
like
I
Netflix
just
Netflix and stuff.
Yeah, I gorge on it as much as I can. Like, I love shows like House of Cards and, you know, I'm a bit more grown up now. I like quite a serious...
Gritty dramas.
Yeah, gritty. I like, you know, serious subject matters. I do like some reality television, but again, it has to be gritty. Like, at the moment, I'm completely enough utterly addicted to 60 Days Inside, which is the American...
I've heard about that. I haven't seen that.
Oh, crikey, it's good. It's on the CI channel. It's just six ordinary people basically put in a county jail in America, and it's absolutely terrifying.
Wow, my
You'll
gosh.
Never do anything wrong again if you watch this show.
Oh, my
show.
God. And last week on the show, I had a contestant from My Kitchen Rules,
right,
Jessica, and she was portrayed as a villain on the show, thanks to some clever editing.
Yeah, I've heard of that because, you know, our mutual friend Jane Azaro was on a cooking show, and she said that they edited her in a way that wasn't very genuine too. So I think
because
that goes on.
A few years ago, you and your friend Jane auditioned for The Housewives of Melbourne.
Yeah.
You both didn't get in, and you know why.
I know why. Yeah, we shot the pilot, actually. It was a big day. We shot the pilot, and there was lots of us, and they sort of whittled it down. And I had a feeling I wouldn't get in because I just live in a normal family home and I don't have a giant mansion, and obviously that's part of it. I'm just an ordinary girl.
You're a housewife.
A housewife. Well, breadwinner. But I was told, actually, after the fact, that the reason I didn't get it was because they felt I was too attached to reality. And at the time, I sort of wondered what that meant. But then as the years have gone by and I've seen The Housewives all over the world, I think it was a bloody good compliment. So, yeah, I'm very real. Like, I sort of tell it as it is, and I'm very honest about personal issues, professional issues. And I don't think it went down well with filming because I was very honest with the other women that were at the table. One of them that was at my table is one of the housewives now. I won't mention it, and I won't mention what happened at that lunch. But it was I actually really liked her on the day, so I'm glad she got in. But there were a couple of women there I just couldn't believe, and, you know, I felt like they would sell their granny, you know, for a diamond ring, and I told them that, and I thought they were just awful and they'd married men for money and they were just horrible individuals. So I sort of let them have it, and I thought possibly bringing out my bitchy side might have clinched it, but no, I think I was just too honest and they weren't looking for that, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of reality TV, of course, you've been on Neighbours, and in the UK, here in Australia, we know you were Sarah Beaumont, but I guess, would you ever do a show like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, or Dancing with the Stars, or, you know, Big Brother, or...
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been contacted about Big Brother in the UK, so I think I'm on that list, yeah.
And
Yeah, so that's
would
really
you do
good.
Big Brother?
I would do it, particularly in the UK. Like, I am desperate to do anything back home just so I can go back, have a reason to go back and see my family. But I really like the format of Big Brother, particularly in the UK. You know, it's very intense, and the people that they pick to go in with each other, you know, you're just all going to hate each other. It's very interesting as a psychological experiment. So I would love, love, love to do that. So I hope, you know, that I am on the list.
It's, there you go.
You know, we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, I mean, I do like, you know, the thought of going into a jungle and eating bugs doesn't feel you know, joyous. But
Dancing with the Stars, you'd do that, wouldn't you?
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, I used to dance years ago. It would be a great excuse to lose some weight. I mean,
so
yeah.
I know that it's coming back this year, our version of Dancing with the Stars. Right. So I reckon producers, you'd be great on that show.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I mean, you know, I just love anything active like that, so it'd be gorgeous. I think all those shows are fantastic. Yeah. But the reason I like the Big Brother format is just because it's very psychological. It is a little bit like the 60 Days Inside. You know, you are sort of locked up with people that you'd rather not be.
Well, speaking of Big Brother, they haven't done a celebrity version here for a number of years.
Oh, really?
That could be the clincher here to get it going again.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's a shame. They really should do it. God, there's some real characters in Australia.
Can we just say also, we've got a couple of messages coming through. Harriet says, thank you so much for your honest interview this morning, and thank you to your guests for talking about openly about your plights and your personal experiences.
So, you're welcome, Harriet. Do you know what? I found that in life, and particularly with my fans and supporters and people that I'm friends with on social media, is that, you know, I found it very cathartic to be honest about things, and, you know, that's something that I enjoy, and I'm glad it makes people feel better.
And Frank is listening in from Canada at the moment.
Oh, love
and
Canada.
He is loving a chat with yourself. And he loves Neighbours. There you go.
Excellent. Yeah, I've got a couple of fans from Canada, actually. When I was thinking about where I should settle on the planet with my children to raise them, it was either Australia or Canada.
There you go, Frank. Yeah. She could be over. Let's play a new track. This one here is actually really good. It is Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood. This is a really good, just called The Fighter. You'll enjoy. More of us next. My special guest co-host, Nicola Childs from Neighbours.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Now, it's a radiothon, and we love supporting Joy, of course. Australia's only Ghanaian-speaking radio station. So online, joy.org.au, become a member, make a donation. Now, last night, we went to the Danny gig last night, and I met Boy George before that, after the project, and we had dinner, fish and chips for dinner. Anyway, I was walking back home and I saw the guy that played the gay character in Neighbours. He plays, is it Matt on Neighbours? He plays the gay character?
Yes.
Short guy.
Yes.
Really hot.
Always very hot.
Yeah.
Matt. I didn't have loads of scenes with him. I had a few in the pub. With Colette Mann. Oh, God, she was funny. Yeah, and the guys in there kind of jump between our scenes. Yeah, I mean, he's super cute, isn't he? He's one of the three brothers, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of them are cute.
Yeah, I believe they all just got engaged, though. They're all just taken. I know. Rats. Anyway, he's good to look at, though, right?
He's good to look at.
Eye candy.
Right. Yeah. So I guess, do you know what's coming up in Neighbours? Can you share any little tidbits? What's sort of...
I only know, I mean, only about...
We can't. You know,
all I will say is...
Keep watching.
Please respect the brave. When I return on the 27th, I am makeup free. And this will be the first time ever that I've been filmed for anything without my makeup on, let me tell you.
Right.
It's for good reason. And obviously that will become evident. But yeah.
Confronting role.
Very confronting role, but so great. I mean, you know, these are the kind of roles that you beg for as an actress. Yeah. You know, it just came at a really distressing time for me. So I sort of, you know, buried myself in it and went to a bit of a dark place. But, you know, anything like that, anything challenging, something you haven't experienced before as an actor to portray, is so great that you can bring it through yourself and then make other people feel that. I think it's...
Nicola Childs, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, darling, thank you.
It's been great to see you. And, of course, Neighbours is on every weeknight on 11, 6:30 on 11.
And it's so fantastic, Neighbours, right now. Yeah. Don't miss it.
And support
cool
Aussie drama. And support Joy. Joy.org.au. Become a member.
Sign up, guys. Become a member with Joy. It's the best music in Australia.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nick. And that's it for me. Show's over. Coming up next is Jake with the news headlines. And, of course, Justin's in for the afternoon show. Keeping you company all afternoon with some hot tunes. Mr. Justin, he's just walked in the door now. I can see you, darling. How are you? So have a great day. Of course, tonight, Dave and Sue driving you home, driving you crazy with their last show of Radiothon. Sign up, become a member all afternoon. This track, Love Stuck, Dream Beats. You'll enjoy. Have a good weekend.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Oh, Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.